And you know what's ironic is that the scripture said twice out of three times they did that which is right. So they're thinking they're doing what is right. But now compare it as far as God is concerned. They did that which is evil in the sight of the Lord. So, dear brethren, what a lesson. That when we think we are doing that which is right, because all what I'm following is, oh, this is my gut feeling, you know. You know, that's, I feel that way, you know. When we are thinking this way, you have to look at it from God's perspective. So you might say, well, the people were giving it their best. They were trying to do what's right. Well, what's right, if the source of it is man in the flesh, is that in the sight of God, they did that which was evil.
So scripture says, woe unto him that calleth evil good,
yes,
and good evil. And so therefore, man, as he sets up his own gods, gods of silver and gods of gold, they are of a different character than the true and living God.
I just mention just a thought of famine. When we speak of famine, we speak of not having to eat. The children of Jacob went down to Egypt because there was famine. There was famine. They didn't have anything to eat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In Egypt, there was famine also, but Joseph had what he had stored up. Was mentioned that Bill mentioned that Boaz was still in the land, but there was still famine there. What did he eat? Elimelech went. He went to look in Moab for something that's there. And we know that we don't, as believers, we don't go into the world to look for sustenance. So Boaz had some, he had to have had something stored up to eat. Because he's living, as we have said, in the land where there is nothing. Plants don't grow. Everything is dried. Everything is parched. Why today do we have famine? Because that which is provided for us, we don't partake of it. There is enough bread, the bread of God. Yet still there's famine in my soul. Because I do not partake of the bread that God has provided, that is stored up. I believe, you know, I always enjoy the book of Ruth, where when Ruth went down, and Boaz says, leave some for her. Just leave some for her. How the scripture put it?
Handful
of purposes. Leave some for her. And what does she do? She takes it home so Naomi can have some. But see, remember, Naomi and Ruth, they're now in a place where there's still the end of the famine. But there is always the handful of purpose. And so today, we are suffering because famine, because we are not partaking of the bounties that God has for us. Boaz was still in the land where there was still famine. But yet still he survived. And so today, we can survive. It just comes down to, I believe, obedience and feasting upon what God has set down for us.
And really, again, it's just what was said about having the right perspective of God. Because if you look at the church of Laodicea as an example of a famine in the land. Now, these people said we're rich, we're increased with goods. There was no famine. They were happy, fat and happy. Everything was fine. And we are in need of nothing. The Lord said, you're miserable, you're poor, you're naked, and you're blind. So again, the whole idea that you might think that you have everything that you need, yet inside, deep inside, they thought they did what's right. But it's in their own eyes. And according to God, they did evil. So the perspective is this, having the right perspective of God, having the right perspective of the Word of God, having the right perspective of the authority of God, would not lead to famine, even if there is thinking of that there is famine in the land, just thinking. Because Boaz, the famine was, and it's interesting, it was in the land, it wasn't in Bethlehem. It didn't say there was a famine in Bethlehem. It was the famine was in the land. So the whole idea is how you look at it. You could look at the whole land and say, well, you know, it's in the land, it might come to Bethlehem, let me leave before it happened there. And he left. But then Boaz stayed and the blessing came.
I was noticing too that I think the famine lasted for at least 10 years. If you read the section, it was like a 10-year period. And then after that, I think that when Ruth came, when Ruth and Naomi came back, they came back at the beginning of the barley harvest.
Yes.
So it must have been that, you know, that God had used, there's a period of time where there was famine, he judged things and the people during that time, but then there was, after that was done, there was a period of harvest. And I see that in scripture, I believe, more than once.
There's just connecting some of this with what Mark had said earlier. It's interesting. I believe in forget where it's is it in Ezekiel. It refers to the sin of Sodom. Mm-hmm. They had fullness of bread, idleness, mm-hmm. and I believe it was a pursuit of pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what we're interested in, and having everything always, everything's fine, everything's comfortable, everything's pleasurable, then we're in a dangerous condition.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't allow God to work in our lives and to bring in certain conditions that cause us to get on our knees more,
mm-hmm.
then we're in a poor spiritual state, that we actually need discipline. But it's really dangerous, because they had fullness of bread in Sodom.
Mm-hmm.
But look, God brought one of the most profound judgments recorded mm-hmm. in the scriptures upon that city.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really important for us as saints to realize that the pathway we're moving in faith, we may have times of pressure, times of famine. And they're from the hand of God to teach us lessons, as we said. They're just trying to bring us together. They can be used in a positive way in relation to the things of God.
And you know what? The greatest thing that I learned out of Naomi and Ruth, or especially Naomi, is that she experienced that thing that's called famine. But when she had heard about what's happening, she didn't say, oops, now there's bread. Let's go back. She said, no, listen, God has visited
mm-hmm.
his people and gave them
mm-hmm.
bread. You see, it is about the God. It is about the person.
Mm-hmm.
Young and old alike. If I come to the meeting hoping to see gifted men and wonderful things about men and elegant men, you are in the wrong place. You're not going to see them. But if my heart is fixed upon a person, why am I in the meeting? Brother Bill reminded us earlier, why am I going to stick with a meeting that is not large in number? Why? What makes it so special? Is it the few of us? No. God visited his people. That was the answer for the famine, you know? If the heart was focused upon God, they wouldn't have left. Why didn't Boaz leave? His heart was focused upon the person, upon God. But just to move on, if what amazed me is that this thing in Acts, in Judges chapter 19, which I want to throw it as a question, also happens where? It starts from where?
Genesis.
Bethlehem. Bethlehem, Judah. So the house of bread, there is famine. And from the house of bread, there is idolatry. Unbelievable. The things that might occur and we see that are happening amongst, if you want to say, local testimonies. Why? Why is it? Because the flesh is in control. And when the flesh is in control, things that you might think will never happen, trust me, it will happen. Because the flesh is capable. And we all have the same flesh. So let's not think, brethren, that we are better than these company in the back. Never. Because we have the same flesh. And we are capable in doing the same things that we are talking about. It requires individuals and the saints to be dependent upon the faithfulness of God and be trusting him all the time for his grace. That by his grace, he will sustain us.